Now, it's true, isn't it? Sometimes you have to go away from the place, head overseas, and then come back to see how great our country is. Otherwise, of course, you can just hit the road and see it for yourself. It's no surprise that's what so many Australians have done after the lockdowns. You might think of this as a traditional area of the grey nomad, but I have to tell you, millennials, try that in English, millennials are more and more resisting the allure of a European summer to jump in the car and have a look at Australia. That's been great news for Justin Hales. He's CEO of Camplify, a company that's been described as the Airbnb for caravans and campervans. And Justin Hales joins me right now on Money News. G'day, Justin.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Tell me about Camplify, what you do. How did you decide that there was a hole in the market that needed to be addressed?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we are a little bit like Airbnb, but for caravans, campervans, motorhomes, camper trailers. So we basically provide a way for the owner of the vehicle to rent it out when they're not using it. And, you know, in many cases, they find that it's quite lucrative and buy a second or a third in a lot of cases. Then we provide everything that they need to be able to rent it out to someone that wants to hire it and either go away on a holiday or, you know, also into some of our temporary accommodation programs as well.
You know what, Justin? I reckon that's the proof that is in the so-called pudding. I spoke to a fellow who had his car on a similar platform, and he ended up having half a dozen cars on a similar platform. And if you've got people, if you've got clients who have a motorhome and decide now, as a result of what they're doing with you, to have two or three, then you know I think that really indicates that this is a winner. Do you think Australians? I get the sense. It's not something I do, mate, to be honest, but whenever we talk about these issues on other programs, when I say these issues, I mean camping, etc., motoring, I am staggered by the number of people who see this as a thing and a really good thing to do. That would not surprise you, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Australians last year did 12.5 million camping and caravanning trips. So, you know, we love
Wow.
the outdoor lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a significant part of what we do. And, you know, there's about 800,000 registered RVs in Australia. And the demand for it, you know, hasn't been this high for a long, long time. I think the peak of caravanning in Australia was 1976, and we're just about at the same level now. So
Wow.
it's certainly a growing area.
Yeah, Renaissance, if you will. Well, we speak about worrying economic headwinds all the time on this show. Not that we're a downer, but the reality of what's happening on planet Earth right now. Running a startup naturally has got significant risks attached to it. How do you feel about what's coming for businesses like yours over the next couple of years?
Yeah, well, most startups fail, and most startups fail because they run out of money. And, you know, I think that it's a complicated environment. I coach a lot of startups, and having, you know, evolved the company from, you know, a startup phase in 2015, we launched, and, you know, now we're listed on the ASX and publicly traded, and, you know, we've grown a huge amount, and we've done that through building an amazing customer support network, and really working out how to provide product to our customers that they, you know, continue to subscribe to. But, you know, you need really good access to capital and really good access to supportive long-term investors who understand that you're building something at a scale and you need to spend money to do that. And so, you know, cash is king, and I think that, you know, you need to be in a position where you've got excellent metrics, you're proving your metrics, and you're able to show a really good pathway to, you know, future profitability. And, you know, we're lucky enough to be in that category.
Yeah, great words. I saw a report by the Productivity Commission released this week, and the idea is that Australian businesses are lagging their global peers on developing innovation. So, someone like you, let me put this to you. Do you agree with that sentiment? And secondly, What can we do about it if it's true? To some extent, does government need to get the hell out of the way and allow people to open up opportunities and come about, create creative businesses, if you will?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. I think we sort of we had a bit of a peak there in terms of government support for startups when Malcolm Turnbull was heading up his innovation program, and since then it's really come off the ball, the boil, I should say. And I think we have a lot of innovative people, and a lot of there's some of the most famous inventions around the world are from Australians, but it can be extremely hard to bring that to market without either support from people willing to invest in you. I think the government innovation and incubation isn't doing enough right now to be able to help those good ideas to get out there. Mm-hmm. And there's some good private enterprise organisations that are doing a great job, but they also need support from government to be able to help those companies come to fruition. And I think if you look at companies like Canva and Atlassian, some massive internationally traded NASDAQ listed companies that are doing most of their things from Australia and employing a huge amount of Australians, we need that support to be able to help those companies with great ideas get out there.
Yeah, great stuff. Good to talk to you, Justin. Justin Hales, CEO of Camplify. Thanks for your time on Money News.
Thank you.
Good to chat. Interesting stuff. I love talking to people that have a go, got a go, turned it into a success, and can give people with an idea some advice. We've got to encourage, don't we, entrepreneurship in this country. We really do. And the longer I'm on air, the longer I speak to people like Justin and others, the longer I am convinced that red tape is the enemy, and we have just so much of it here. All those layers of government, all those people that have to have their say on certain aspects of life or business, and all these impediments. No wonder the Productivity Commission concluded what they did.